This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With us in the studio.
As I actually said in the little intro, Dolly Diamond, the Queen of Melbourne. And I reckon that is true, don't you, these days?
Most definitely. And here we have Dolly. Welcome to the show, Dolly.
Wow, that's lovely. There's an awful lot of competition now, isn't there? Melbourne is literally brimming with queens.
Mm-hmm. But you're the joy as well. You know, there's always a battle coming.
Oh, yes.
But you're the Queen of Melbourne. Exactly.
Well, I love that. And as you know, I love Melbourne. Love
you do.
It.
Yeah. Now, you've just finished a season at the Comedy Festival.
Yes.
How did it go?
Really well. Yes.
I hear you couldn't even get in some nights.
Well, to me, no, the venue, I beg your pardon. It went really, really well. And it's just a joy to be working again. And we're all very, very lucky that we are allowed to do that in Melbourne.
Absolutely.
And around, you know, Australia, isn't it?
Brilliant. And but what's coming up next for you? You know, like, because
I'm going to Bali.
You're going to Bali?
Yes. I thought I'd pop in and let everybody know.
I don't think you will be.
I would love to, wouldn't you?
I was going to say, are you ready to quarantine after that?
I know we are all loving where we're living, but I would just like a little sneaky holiday in the sun.
Wouldn't it be great? I mean, we should leave our shores for a little
while. I think we'd have to go north.
Yeah,
Queensland,
just it's raining like crazy there.
I know. And so where do we go? I'm freezing.
All right. Well, let's talk about Midsummer. It's been delayed this year for obvious reasons.
Yes.
What have you got coming up?
Well, I've got a gig beginning next week, and it is Dolly Diamond Star for a Night.
Right.
Yes. What's it about? No one knows what it's about.
Well, to me, it means you're going to bring in all the big stars on the different nights.
Well, it's a competition as well. It is loosely based on a British television show by the name of Stars in Their Eyes.
Oh, okay.
Where everybody, contestants, get to be somebody else.
Right.
So we've got Amy Winehouse and Elton John, and then we've got our celebrities, and everybody's in the mix.
Right.
And competing to be the winner or the star for the night.
For the night.
Yes.
So are you a part of it or are you judging?
No, I'm the MC.
You're the MC.
Yes.
Right, okay.
And obviously it's a comedy and, you know, if I was to give anything away, it's that our celebrities don't do that well. You know, I make sure that, you know, they've already done well in life. I mean, they don't need to win everything, do they?
No. But who judges? Is it an audience applause?
It is, yes.
Right.
It's done as we go throughout the night and we get all of that and at the end we've got our winner.
Yeah.
But we've got some gorgeous names, all of which you know very well, you know.
Who?
Well, you don't want to list anyone?
Yeah.
Now, we open on Wednesday with Bob Down.
Hey!
You know, I know you love Bob.
Yep.
And then on Thursday, Sylvie Palladino.
Oh, she's brilliant.
Oh, and then on Friday, Legs 11, Rhonda Birchmore.
Oh, fantastic.
And then our last one, we've got a matinee and an evening with the gorgeous Lucia Holmes, who is all 100% Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's a lovely group, isn't it? And well, like you, when you two are anything, David, you're lucky that we can ring them up and say, come
on down.
Join us and we'll have a laugh. And they're all like, yes, we'd love that.
Yeah. And it's also a case is that what I think that this pandemic has done is actually made everyone want to do more things within the arts because, you know, they've been so starved over that 12 months. Although you were busy with the TV show that you were doing.
Yes, we were very lucky to do Kerry and Dolly.
Yep.
And that meant that I was work, able to work from my lounge room, which, you know, ended up being a bloody nightmare. But, you know, like everybody, we were, you know, we wanted to get out, didn't we? But no, very, very lucky. And that's what it's about. You're right. I think we'll just embrace difference, embrace work.
Yeah, and you pretty much do something at Midsummer every single year, don't you?
Yes, they are trying to look into banning me, but at the moment they're not allowed. I'm not allowing it.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, what's next, Dolly? You know, like you must have something.
Dolly
on the
board. Staffer and Night is next. That's next.
Oh, and yeah. And you're having a bit of a
word.
Break.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's because as you would well know that when you do anything, you've got to be on the social media, you've got to get the word out there, you're, you know, constantly promoting, and I love that, but, you know, I think everybody needs a break, not just me, but, you know, afterwards, I think we'll all, you know, yeah, so that's maybe when I'll nip up to Queensland or something.
Okay, right, fantastic. Yeah. Because you were in Adelaide as well for the Fringe Festival.
Only the end of it, and right. I didn't want to miss out, as you know, I never do. And yes, oh gosh, it was amazing. And Adelaide nailed it, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And I loved all of that. Yeah. Yes, I might either, you know, I've got some other gigs around the country and that'll be nice.
Okay,
yes.
Fantastic. All right, so what's this show called again?
Dolly Diamond Star for a Night.
And when's it on?
It is on Wednesday to Saturday.
At?
Well, just join me with, we'll do it together, will we?
All right. Chapel. Oh. It's your second home.
I love it. They are the best.
They are.
I mean, as we all know, there's lots of other Midsummer geeks on.
Yep.
We all work in all different venues, but there is something special about them.
Yep.
And they've been very good to me.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, yeah. As Joy. Yep. And I know it's your radiothon.
Yes, it
and
is.
And I would absolutely love your listeners to renew their membership. That is exactly the reason I wouldn't be here now in this getting this interview without Joy. We wouldn't have done Kerry and Dolly, and we are grateful for that. I would love it if you could get on now and renew that membership.
Or donate as well.
All right, I will.
Oh, thank you.
Here, take this necklace.
Oh, I want the tiara.
No, I'll give you a pearl necklace.
All right, thank you so much, Dolly. It's called Star for the Night, and it's at Chapel of Chapel, 21st to 24th of April, part of Midsummer.
Yes.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.